sorry, I'll look at tonight. No nonsense, look at the book of Revelation. The title is One Taken, the Other Left. Okay. Read you a little bit here. We as Christians have been taught to believe that to be taken is good and to be left is bad. What we are going to have a look at is which one of these, according to Scripture, is true. Always remember that Scripture interprets Scripture. Okay. Jesus talked with his disciples about this. This is Matthew 24. Now, I want to give a shout out to, it was a website. This man was talking about that there was no rapture. And he kind of, from just all the way he talked, I kind of thought he was kind of the Jewish persuasion maybe, you know. But I just wanted to, he brought my attention to something that I didn't know. So I just want to give him credit for a passage that I'm going to share with y'all. So, anyway, Matthew 24. We have looked at this passage before, and this is what caught my attention because this gentleman was also using this passage of Scripture. So it caught my interest. Never heard of this. Just came across it. All right, Matthew 24, 36. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. In other words, they were asleep. They weren't awake to their culture. They weren't awake to what was going on in their culture. They were going about their regular business, going to work, going home, going to soccer practice, going to church on Sunday, like much like we see today. So many people are just seem to me so asleep. And they knew not until the flood came and took them away. What's the flood? I think it's the media. I think it's the fake news. I think it's the narrative. Isn't that how Satan kills, steals, and destroys? Through the narrative. This is a literal flood, but we've been flooded. Every avenue with critical race theory in the schools, or you just name anything bad. The mainstream media is pushing it. They don't call it a stream for nothing, huh? Mainstream media, just a flood of filth. Anyway, not until the flood came and took them all away. Took them all away? Where'd they go? So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall be two in the field, one shall be taken, the other left. Two women should be grinding at the mill. The one should be taken, the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Let me see how far that's the last one. Okay, therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. I know in our day and time, most people think, well, I think probably the coming of the Lord, it's close, but as far as doing anything about it, it's just business as usual. What does a thief imply here? What does a thief do? Takes. Right here, thief is a stealer. A stealer. Steal your life, steal your goods, do whatever he can. Steal your children, steal your job, steal your money. All right. Who is the thief? John 10:10, it says, the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Did it say here Jesus was the thief? But know this, that if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have washed, it would not have suffered his house to be broken up. See, people use this as a rapture scripture, that he's going to come as a thief in the night. Well, right here, I don't think that's the context. I think a thief is the stealer. He's the only one who can take. He's a stealer. All right? Jesus does come as a thief, but I think it means that he's going to come when you are not expecting him. That's the context. All right. All right, this passage brings further light on this also. This is Luke 17. Verse 20. And when it was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. And he said unto his disciples, the days will come when ye shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and ye shall not see it. And they shall say to you, see here or see there, go not after them, nor follow them. For as the lightning that lighteneth out of the one part under heaven shineth unto the other part under heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in his day. So Jesus has got no sneaky thief comings. Lightning lights up the whole sky. All right. But first must he suffer many things, and he be rejected of this generation. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. So they entered into the ark, but the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. All right, let me see how far I've written down to go on this one. 37. All right. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day, he which shall be upon the housetop and his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away, and he that is in the field, and him likewise not return back. Remember Lot's wife. Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. You know how you preserve your life? You choose life. You choose Jesus. You say, I give up my life. Okay? I tell you, in that night, there should be two men in one bed. One should be taken, the other shall be left. Two women should be grinding together. The one shall be taken, the other left. Two men shall be in the field. The one shall be taken, the other left. And they answered and said unto him, where, Lord? In other words, where are they taken? And he said unto them, wheresoever the body is, thither will the eagles be gathered together. I wrote here in my Bible, Revelation 19, 17 through 18. This is the marriage supper of the Lamb. When the fowls of the air are called to eat the flesh of kings and rulers. Okay. Indicates that the one that were taken were killed. Did Noah leave the earth? No. Did Lot leave the earth? No. Okay. All right, let's take a look at this. This is Revelation chapter 18. Go look at verse 1 there. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. He cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great has fallen, has become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations, you know what? D.C. was actually, before it was D.C., was a bird sanctuary. Yeah. It's built on a swamp. Does that sound like that? Every hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works, and the cup which she hath filled, fill to her double. How much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her, for she saith in her heart, I sit a queen and am no widow and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine. She shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judgeth her. All right. Right here. Wait a minute. That's not right. Just a minute. Okay. Let's keep going. I don't know if I forgot to write that down or what. All right, now, Revelation 19:11. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. He that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. Like I've made the comment many times, I've written it in my Bible, not his blood. This is the blood of the ones that rejected him, the taken ones. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, and out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he shall smite the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and the wrath of Almighty God. He hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast was taken, with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire, burning with brimstone. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. Have you heard they're doing the mix and match with the vaccines now? The FDA? I'm going, what? The FDA has approved or something where they can do mix and match vaccines if you want to take one of one kind and one of another. I'm thinking, you mean so now you can have different sets of bad things happening to your body now instead of just one area? It's going to affect you somewhere else? I'm going, these people have to be so demon-possessed that they stay up late at night to find out some more ridiculous, further out there thing that they can say and they can do. Talk about being flooded. We are being flooded right now. I mean, it's not like Noah's flood, but as far as the information and the bad stuff coming forth, we are at the precipice. The rain, it's beginning to rain. Yeah. Okay. Is this what Jesus was saying in Luke about the birds? I don't know. All right, now let's take a look at this. This is Matthew chapter 13. Jesus taught a lot of parables. 13 verse 24. And another parable he put forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man which sowed good seed in his field, but while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the household came and said unto him, Sir, didst thou not sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tares? And he said unto them, An enemy hath done this. The servant said unto him, Wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, Nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, Gather ye together first the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. So this great end time harvest, we've looked at this before. They think it's a big mass evangelism. Well, I disagree. I believe it's the gathering from the tares from the wheat. It's called this great harvest here. Or what does it call it? It says, Let them grow together until the harvest. In the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, Gather together first the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Are these the taken ones? Well, looks like it. All right, let's skip down to 36. Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house, and his disciples came unto him, saying, Declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. He answered and said unto them, He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. I think that's miscalculated. It should be the end of the age. A lot of times world in the King James is age. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this age. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. And then shall the righteous shine as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. So these are the taken, these tares. The tares are taken and burned, and the wheat is left. The earth back like it's supposed to be, with us running and raining. Let's look at the rapture pet peeve scripture here. This is 1 Thessalonians 4. Verse 13. But do I not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope? For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain... That just jumped out at me today. Remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. Didn't say we were going to heaven. It says we were just meeting him. He's coming. We're meeting him. Isn't that the way you do when family comes? You rise up to meet him. Yeah. Remain here means survive. Look it up. Survive. Survive what? Think about it. The great shaking. All right. Do you feel it? It's going on right now. A great shaking. What do you think? What's going to bring them tares to the surface? They've been hidden down in the wheat all this time. We thought all these people were so good, and they had our best interest at heart. They cared about us. I feel like Michael Jackson, they don't really care about us. They don't. He knew. He was trying to tell us in his songs because he was a victim of them and their evil ways. All right. Let's keep going here. Hebrews 12, 26. They see us as a food source. Hebrews 12, 26. Whose voice then shook the earth? But now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, and that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. I don't think you can say any plainer than that. Wherefore, we receive a kingdom which cannot be moved. Let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. What is he going to do with the wheat? I mean, the tares? He's going to burn them. There's a whole lot of this agitation going on. They're coming to the top. They're coming to the top. They're out in plain sight right now. They've always been there. They've been hidden. Strong's here, shaken means to waver, agitate, rock, topple, destroy, disturb, and incite. I know the dream I had about D.C. I was underground in D.C. Whatever, I don't know what building it was, but it was shaking, and the dust was coming down, but it was all shaking. The Lord said, it's all coming down. It has to. Why? D.C. is nothing but a shrine to Satan. I mean, you think about it, they're doing a lot of filming. I know Nancy Drew, she sees all these little, they're like awning things all over the White House grounds and different places and people with crews. And she believes that the ones around the Capitol could be possibly they're filming the tribunals. But I also think probably they're filming inside the White House in different areas because it's all coming down. It's one of those 34 sites that's targeted by the rods of God, from what I understand. All right, the tares have been hidden among us as the shaking is taking place. They are rising to the top. In other words, what was hidden before is now being exposed, is what I mean. All right, Luke 8, 17. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. The word abroad means shining, apparent, publicly, and external. What's been hidden in secret is being shed from the housetops. This is the swamp being drained. We look and see how bad it all is. It has always been there, but now through the shaking, all the ugly is in our faces. Yeah. No more hiding. Isaiah 2:19 says, and they shall go into the holes of the rocks and into the caves of the earth for fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty, which he arises to shake terribly the earth. These are those birth pains, you know, that's what's happening. All right. Revelation 6:15. And the kings of the earth and the great men, the rich men, the chief captains and the mighty men and every bondman and every freeman hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains. No place to hide anymore. See, they're used to operating in secret, miles underground, many miles underground. Taken is removing the tares from the wheat, the taken ones. Maybe a Navy SEAL extracting, a deep state player. The wheat survived and the tares have been trying to choke us out. They're trying to overtake us. They're trying to infiltrate right now socialist cultures into our culture to try to drown us out and kill us out to where they have people they can control. The sad part about it is these people do not realize that they hate you too, they care nothing about you, and they will kill you too. But I heard something Charlie Ward say, and I agree with Charlie wholeheartedly, that whenever Nasara Jasara does kick in and their homeland is funded, they're going to be trekking back home. Because that's where the money is, honey, for them. Their provision. God is doing this. Everybody wants to be in their own homeland. Nobody wants to be in a foreign place. Okay, that's the way we are. All right, turn with me to Revelation 12, and I'll read a little more of that chapter. I just read that one verse. Revelation 6. That's why they entice them by giving them all these freebies, letting them come in without a COVID test or wearing a mask and giving them money to fly here and fly there. It's just like with the vaccines. First it was hamburgers and hot dogs and lottery tickets and everything else. And that didn't work, so they decided, okay, now we demand that you do it. Well, they can't do that either. Mandate's not a law. All right, 6:12. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. And the stars of heaven fell unto the earth. To me, that's the movie stars, the elites, the sports stars, you name them. The millionaires, the billionaires, or the millionaires, not the, so much the millionaires, but the billionaires, the ones that are really something. Political figures. And the stars of heaven fell into the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. What's happening? They're losing their place in this society, in this world. That's draining the swamp. They're being taken out of their place. They're being rooted out of the wheat. That's been going on for 6,000 years. Satan's infiltration into God's children, God's people. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it rolled together, and every mountain and island moved out of their places. That's a lot of shaking. Isn't that what an earthquake does? Doesn't it shake things? Is it literal? I don't know. The book of Revelation is symbolic. More and more. The more I study it, the more I realize it is symbolic, isn't it, Lord? And the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the chief captains and the mighty men and every bondman and every free man hid themselves in the dens and the rocks, just like I just read, of the mountains. And said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Not them. No place to run, no place to hide. They're out in the open. They're not used to this. They're used to being in secret and hiding and doing their dirty tricks and just laughing at us. All right, 7. And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth or on the sea nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the sea, the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God on their forehead. So God seals us and protects us from what he's doing this process. We will not be harmed as these tares are ripped out of us, out of our midst. We will not be harmed or hurt. God has sealed us. His angels have sealed us. All right, go back to Matthew 13. We're just going to look at verse 47 through 50 here. Again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a net that was cast into the sea. What's it going to be here? What is this? This is the kingdom of God here. Again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind, which, when it was full, they drew to shore and cast down and gathered the good into vessels, but cast the bad away. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angel shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. That's what I mean. Scripture interprets Scripture. It's not just, I pull out my pet peeve Scripture, and this is the way it is, and you're not talking me out of it. So when you read Scripture, find words in the Scripture to do a study on so you can get the full meaning out of it. You know, people that just listen to someone and they don't do any study, they don't grow. You've got to do your own study. Okay. All right, Revelation 20. 11. And I saw a great white throne I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, and which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. There's nothing, they think that it's going to be tough on them going to a military tribunal because they already know everything they've done, so they have no defense. But you talk about no defense, this is going to be a reckoning day. And the sea gave up the dead which was in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. And then it says, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, and the first heaven, the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, come down from God out of heaven. See, God's going to come. He's going to live with us, among us. All right? I want to read to you a word the Lord gave to me. It's called kingdom rule. You know what? I've got to read something else first. Let me read that first, and I'll come back to that. This is what I wanted to read to you. This gentleman had mentioned the 1611 King James Version of the Bible. I have one. And I really haven't looked in it too much. It's written in Old English. I was telling Danny the J's are I's, and you have to kind of, I typed it out because it's tiny, tiny print, so I want to be able to read it easily. But this is, in the Apocrypha, there's a whole list of books that were taken. They say King James took them out of the original Bible. And so I don't know why, what qualifies it to be a canonized book or whatever they call it. But anyway, this fit exactly what we're talking about tonight. It's Second Ephdras, and I'm going to read it to you. This man Ephdra had a dream, or had a vision. I think it's a dream. Yeah, it's a dream. And it came to pass, after 7 days, I dreamed a dream by night, and lo, there arose a wind from the sea, that it moved all the waves thereof. And I beheld, and lo, the man waxed strong with the thousands of heaven. And when he turned his countenance to look, all the things trembled that were seen under him. And whensoever the voice went out of his mouth, all they burnt. I'm telling you, this is Old English, so they kind of word things different. All they burnt. When he opened his mouth, it burned. They heard his voice, like as the earth faileth when it feeleth the fire. And after this I beheld, and lo, there was gathered together a multitude of men out of number from the four winds of the heaven. Reminded me of the angels gathering them, you know, from the four corners of the earth, to subdue the man that came out of the sea. But I beheld, and lo, he had graved himself a great mountain and flew up upon it. But I would have seen the region or place whereout the hill was graven, and I could not. And after this I beheld, and lo, all they which were gathered together to subdue him were sore afraid, and yet durst fight. And lo, as he saw the violence of the multitude, they came, he neither lift up his hand, nor held sword, nor any instrument of war, but only I saw that he sent out of his mouth. Sounds like Jesus, Revelation chapter 19, the sword of his mouth. As it had been a blast of fire, and out of his lips a flaming breath, and out of his tongue he cast out sparks and tempest. And they were all mixed together, the blast of fire, the flaming breath, and the great tempest, and fell with violence upon the multitude, which was prepared to fight, and burned them up every one, so that upon a sudden of an innumerable multitude, nothing was to be perceived but only dust and smell of smoke. When I saw him, I was afraid. Afterwards saw I the same man come down from the mountain and call unto him an other peaceable multitude. And there came much people unto him, whereof some were glad, some were sorry, some of them were bound, and other some brought of them that were offered. Then was I sick through great fear, and I wakened and said, Thou hast showed thy servant wonders from the beginning. hast counted me worthy that thou shouldest receive my prayer. Show me now yet the interpretation of this dream. For as I conceived in mine understanding, woe unto them that shall be left in those days, and much more woe unto them that are not left behind. For they that were not left were in heaviness. Now understand I the things that are laid up in the latter days, which shall happen unto them and to those that are left behind. Therefore are they come to great perils and many necessities. Is that what they're trying to do right now? Many necessities, great peril. They're trying to cut off our food supply and everything else. Like as these dreams declare, yet is easier for him that is in danger to come into these things than to pass away as a cloud out of the world, and not to see the things that happened in the last days. And he answered unto me and said, the interpretation of the vision I show three, and I will open unto thee the thing that thou hast required, whereas thou hast spoken of them that are left behind. And this is the interpretation. He that shall endure the peril in the time hath kept himself. In other words, those are the ones that are left behind. They that be fallen into danger are such as have works and faith towards the Almighty. Know this therefore, that they which be left behind are more blessed than they that be dead. Remember I told you, where the eagles are gathered together, there will the bodies be also. This is the meaning of the vision. Whereas thou sawest a man coming up from the midst of the sea, the same is he whom God the Highest hath kept a great season, which by his own self shall deliver his creature. And he shall order them that are left behind. And whereas thou sawest that out of his mouth there came as a blast of wind and fire and storm, and that he held neither sword nor any instrument of war, but that the rushing in of him destroyed the whole multitude that came to subdue him. This is the interpretation. Behold, the days come when the Most High will begin to deliver them that are upon the earth. And he shall come to the astonishment of them that dwell on the earth, and one shall undertake to fight against another, one city against another, one place against another, one people against another, one realm against another, and the time shall be when these things shall come to pass, and the signs shall happen which I showed thee before, and then shall my Son be declared, whom thou sawest as a man ascending, and when the people hear his voice, every man shall in their own land leave the battle they have one against another, and an innumerable multitude shall be gathered together, as thou sawest them willing to come and to overcome him by fighting. But he shall stand upon the top of Mount Zion, and Zion shall come and shall be showed to all men, being prepared and builded, like as thou sawest the hill graven without hands. And this, my son, shall rebuke the wicked intentions of those nations which for their wicked life are fallen into the tempest, and shall lay before them their evil thoughts and torments wherewith they shall begin to be tormented, which are likened to a flame, and he shall destroy them without labor by the law which is likened to fire. This sounds so much like Revelation chapter 19 that I thought I would share it with you because I thought it was interesting. Okay, now I'll read the word the Lord gave me about the kingdom. This is called kingdom rule. Let me get a drink here. I kind of write it it's not like thus saith the Lord. It's a little different the way it's worded. It says here, he will rule with a rod of iron. These were just thoughts that were coming. I was writing them down. He will rule with a rod of iron. How will this be? Will it be because he is here on the earth? No. It will be because we rule and reign with him as the body of Christ. Jesus is seated at the Father's right hand. Heaven will be in the earth. His kingdom come. His will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. Heaven is central command. Adam, mankind, is no longer fallen, and God has given mankind his authority. Satan will no longer have any control over the earth. The six-day earth lease that Satan tricked mankind out of is expired. In this 1,000-year span, God and his church are in control. The government of God will be on the Son's shoulders, and he will rule it with a rod of iron. That means the church finally has stepped to their rightful place and using what Jesus gave us by his death, burial, and resurrection, we reign with him. Satan will be loosed for a season. No one knows how long that season will be, but fire comes down from heaven and squashes it. That tells me there are Elijahs here in the earth. No longer will the country club church be in charge, the church that let Satan do what he did for so long. This insurrection will be taken out, and that will be the end of him. Of this kingdom, there will be no end. After this last and final battle for the earth, God will judge. He will make a new heaven and a new earth, and this heavenly city will come to rest on it, there to abide with us forever. This is not the end. That is why some ministers are saying, no, it isn't the end. They mean the time of the rapture. That is not what I mean. This is our beginning, not our end. The body of Christ will be in divine order, in line with God's word, based on the apostles and prophets, with Jesus Christ, the chief cornerstone. There are many years ahead for all of us to lay this new foundation. The only thing that is the end is Satan and those who listen to his lies. His reign of tyranny and terror is over. The best is coming, and it is even now at the door. No longer will there just be a little taste here and there. From now on, it will be 24/7. I'm talking about the good. You will learn to live in a right-side-up world. Satan turned everything upside down. No more tears, pain, want, lack, sickness, or anything that harms creation and stops its... Creation will stop its groaning because of the manifestation of the sons of God are here. No more fake, phony, or false. There's X22. Only truth, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. How fitting is the call of this ministry to set people free from the strongholds of their minds, just like Moses did for the children of Israel. God is leading us out from under the 501c3. Apostles and prophets are being trained right now all over the world and waiting in the wings to step up to what their commission will be for this new world. Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. As in the days of David and Saul, Saul's fleshly ways will decrease and David's godly ways will increase. A day will come when everyone will know the Lord. Take heart. You're in the worst of the warfare right now, but it's the worst that it will ever be. Expect to see all the prodigals running home when there are no more demonic forces distracting them from coming. They will suddenly come to themselves and say, I must return to Father's house. God's people will be free, and Jesus says, all they do will be for me. Okay.